In this nation, the concept of slavery has been made so personal in some respect. And of course, it is personal. You know what I'm talking about. But you're laying out an aspect of history that just is simply not known. But let's go back into the mentality, the theology, if you would say, of Islam that makes them desire or feel required or at least authorized to enslave other human beings, of which you're saying the majority in the past have in fact been black Africans. But let's go here, tie this together. Islam itself, are they not also heavily involved in the enslavement of women and children? One recent imam down, I think one of the universities there in Washington, D.C., actually stood in the classroom and made a defense in support of human slavery. So it goes to that part. So broaden that a little bit. What is it about the theology of the Quran and Hadith, the teachings of Muhammad, that make them so willing, if not in their own mind, to be mandated to enslave other human beings, blacks, women, children, human sexual slavery, however you want to go? It all seems to fit in that same pot. Fill that in there for us, please.
Simple. There is absolutely nothing in Islam. There is not a single verse in the whole of the Quran, not a single verse. In the whole of the Quran, there are over 6,200 verses. You cannot find a single opposite verse which shows any compassion and mercy towards non-Muslims. Non-Muslims are called infidels, kuffar. And according to the Quran, they are beasts. What do you do with beasts? You can slaughter them. You can mistreat them. You can, but in human terms, you can rape them. You can plunder them. A whole chapter, chapter 8, called Al-Anfal. Anybody listening can Google it. Chapter 8, called Al-Anfal. What does Anfal mean? Booty. Booty means when, how a Muslim should plunder non-Muslims and what the rewards are for plundering them, raping them, murdering them, and enslaving them. There is nothing, there is absolutely nothing ambiguous about the Quran, nothing. It is only in the warped minds of our leaders and our academicians and our media who tell us, oh, no, it's only a minority. There is no such thing as a minority in Islam. Jihad is mandated upon every single Muslim on planet Earth. I didn't mandate it. The Quran mandated it. Muhammad mandated it. Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 216. I'm reciting. Check it. Jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause, qital fi sabilillah, is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you and that you like a thing which is bad for you. It's mandated. Every single Muslim on planet Earth is part and parcel of jihad.
Let me jump in here because you're citing verses from the Quran with which I am very familiar, and you are quoting them 100% accurately, as of course you know you are. This is information, tragically, very unfortunately, that people in the United States of America are ignorant of. Mm-hmm. We don't have anyone that wants to talk about this, but it must be addressed, and that's why we're doing it today.